intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's a Sports Friday, the 26th of July, 2024, on the clock with Erin Green. I am hoping to have three individuals join us for our discussion this morning. Our latest co-host, Mr. Nathan Duncan, is going to be joining us via Zoom. I'm hoping Mr. Eric Sawyer III can join us, also via technology. And hopefully Mr. Stanley Mitchell, sports historian, will also be joining us. And I'm asking all three gentlemen to chime in on the Olympic team discussion. It is a fascinating discussion, I think an important one. It is definitely a teachable moment. There have been a number of positions and opinions put on the table of public discourse, including the statement shared by Dr. Christian Campbell earlier this week on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. And so they will be here with us in a moment. Before we get the show started, dear Hannah Hasty Tynes family, we've got 7 days until the 2024 HHT, Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Reunion, August 1st through 4th. I am reaching out with an appeal to all of my family members to make sure that your names, your parents' and grandparents' names, your children's names are recorded in the Hannah Hasty Tynes family tree. It is very important that we document as accurately as possible our family members. Here is a number to call, 4247228. That's 4247228. In fact, you can WhatsApp 4247228 or 4557242, or you can email hhtreunion1782@gmail.com with your family directory. If it's just you and your children, let's start there. But let's attempt to ensure that everybody's family is documented in the Hannah Hasty Tynes family reunion, family tree, not just for the upcoming reunion, but for posterity, for forever. Good morning, everyone. Another quick notice. Eastern Road road works continue. I've not seen any notices flash across my social media feeds, but I live in the immediate area. I mean, you know, I got one Dilly Treehouse up in there. And so I want to remind motorists that I'm sure that road closures will continue this evening and over the weekend. It is best to avoid accessing Eastern districts from the Eastern Road at this time. Yesterday evening, there was a traffic management team. I'm glad to say yesterday evening, there was a traffic management team helping motorists navigate the various obstructions caused by ongoing road works. Thank you, BPL, Ministry of Works, for ensuring that there are some safety measures in place for motorists, particularly given the absence of public notice. All right, let's get the show started. I know this Olympic conversation is going to be a big one. I think there are lots of questions to ask. Who is the official? Who are the official team members for the mixed, the 4x4 mixed relay? We all still want to know. What is your sentiment about the decision? What are your feelings about the decision-making process? And again, Mr. Stanley Mitchell, sports historian, will be joining us to give us some context and some historical context as a sports historian. So let's get into some stories before we get there. Here is an exciting story. Young surfers participate in Eleuthera Surf Camp. This is the 22nd of July. This is Monday's Guardian. Just 2 miles south of Gregorytown, Eleuthera, on a picturesque beach, the Bahamas Out Island Adventures 19th Annual Surf Camp recently took place. This event saw young Bahamian surfers catching big waves and gearing up for the International Surfing Association World Surfing Games 2025. The surf camp in Eleuthera is celebrating its 19th anniversary this year, and it attracted 60 campers. Tom Glucksmans, president of the Bahamas Surfers Association and an International Surfing Association Level 1 coach, reflected on the camp's journey and its impact on the local surfing community. Quote, "The very first highlight was way back at surf camp number one in 2006. Gluckmans is a former swimmer. He's on the Bahamas 1995 Pan Am Games team. The Bahamas Out Island Adventures Surf Camp continues to be a beacon for young surfers, promoting not only the sport, but also environmental stewardship and personal growth." How many of us knew, because I was yesterday years old, when I found out that we had a surfing camp in the Bahamas and one that has been operating for 19 years. This is fantastic. This is absolutely fantastic. It's a wonderful story. You can check it out online in the Nassau Guardian. It would be Monday, the 22nd of July, 2024. There's another inspiring story. Strong performances at Youth Sailing World Championships. The Youth Sailing World Championships has come to a close on the waters of Lake Garda in Italy, showcasing some of the finest young sailing talents from around the globe. Among the standout performers were two of the Bahamas' brightest stars, Norman Cartwright and Eliza Denning. Norman, who emerged as the Bahamas' second best male finisher, I think in the history of the competition, secured the 36th spot out of a field of 62 sailors. Eliza Denning also made waves, finishing 42nd out of 53 competitors and securing her place as the best ever female sailor for the Bahamas in this championship. We say congratulations, Norma and Eliza, and we acknowledge the importance of your achievements given that we recently named sloop sailing the national sport of the country. Here's another sailing story bound to make you smile. Bahamian youth sailing team makes a splash at the Optimist North American Championships. This is in Wednesday's Tribune. The Bahamian Optimist sailing team recently showcased their remarkable skills and resilience at the Optimist North American Championships held in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Under the guidance of coach Martin Manrique and team leader Edgar Diminich, the 8 sailors from various Bahamian sailing schools competed on an international stage, earning respect and recognition. The team, composed of Patrick Tomlinson from Life at Key Sailing, Leon Zarchan, Calum Pritchard, and Michael Knowles from the Bahamas National Sailing School, and Finley and Taryn McKinney-Lambert, Alethea Tsumpas, and Javian Rankine from the Luthra Sailing Academy. They faced challenging conditions with winds of 15 to 20 knots and large waves during the 10-race series. Following a week of rigorous training and two qualifying days, the fleet was divided into gold, silver, and bronze categories. Patrick Tomlinson excelled in the gold fleet, while Finley ML, Alethea T, and Javian R competed in the silver fleet, and Leon, Callum, Taryn, and Michael raced in the bronze fleet. Patrick's standout performance included second place in 4 out of 10 races, finishing 17th overall and 5th among North American sailors. A remarkable achievement for a Bahamian sailor in an IODA event. Despite facing some setbacks, his performance highlighted his potential among the world's best sailors. That's Patrick Tomlinson. Finley McKinney-Lambert also impressed, rebounding from a disqualification to secure victory. To secure victory in the silver fleet, he came 61st overall. The team's efforts in the team racing event led to a top 8 finish, narrowly missing the semifinals against a strong U.S. team. I want to say congratulations to the sailors and the surfers. Surely, the Bahamas is supposed to be the home of surfing competitions. We have 3,000 islands, rocks, keys. We have over 3,000 pieces of land, all which have shore. And if they have shoreline, that means they have waves. And if they have waves, we have potential for surfing. But it gets even better. So we're having a conversation on the other side about the Nassau Cruise Port's intention of including a water feature on the port. We're not quite sure what's going to be placed there. Initial stories across the world, because the media picked it up across the world, you know, they referenced a water park. Water park, in recent days, we've been talking about a water feature. Some people have even talked about a large pool that could accommodate potentially 1,000 people. But if we are going to build a water feature, will it include a surf pool? Right? Will we see in Nassau Cruise Port a part of this water feature is a surf pool that creates surf waves? You can use it to teach people how to surf. You can use it for small surf competitions. It's definitely fun recreational activity. Is that something that we're going to see in the water feature at the Nassau Cruise Port? Because we got a big pool, right? We got a big pool. I mean, you've got a couple visitors and residents in it already, you know, a couple shark and thing and barracuda. But it would be great to see the new water feature include a surf park. And look at God. For 19 years, Tom Glucksman's in Eleuthera been running a surf camp. And he's a level 1 International Surfing Association coach. We already have the resources on the ground. Caller, I'm sorry I missed you. We'll get back to you. I mean, please call back. We'll get back to you in a bit. Going through the text line. The text says, we don't need no more slides. A cultural show. Junkanoo group. We could do it. I think that sports, I think we really, text, are we really underestimating how we can incorporate sports into our tourism product, our offerings? I remember, I have older friends who grew up in the soccer culture, and they remember the soccer games, the staff, and even some of the, the crew and staff, and even some of the visitors coming off cruise ships, burning for a game. That's all they're itching to do, is play soccer, right? And are we really maximizing our potential? Do you know how many people would come here for safe camp? Morning, sir. Come inside. Producer, Let's grab this phone call. Before we transition to our next guest, Texter, I'm going to get to your text in a moment. Boxers, get ready to rumble. The Bahamas Boxing Federation is expected to participate in the 2024 Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Championships in St. Lucia from the 25th through the 28th of July. We got boxers from Nassau, Grand Bahama, and I think even Inagua on the card. Jermaine Gibson, head coach of the All Out Boxing Club in Grand Bahama, will be the coach of the entire team. We've got featherweight Josiah Smith, lightweight Keanu Cox, and cruiserweight Keanu Green. The 2022 Sugar Burt champion. Oh, Keanu Green is the 2022 Sugar Burt champion. Keanu Green, I'm going to need you to come to the Hannah Hasty Times family reunion to see if we is cousins. I just want to check. And Vincent Strawn, the president of the federation, will serve as the team manager. Another quick and exciting story on deck. Pastors be politicians. We can get to that in a second. Good morning, caller.
Aaron Gray.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. If you have anybody, I don't lose my mind. If anybody on the set, good morning to them, too.
Yes, Mr. Mitchell, put on your headphones so you could hear Pumpkin Eater tell you.
Mitchell?
Yes, Mr. Stanley Mitchell, sports historian.
Yeah, we had it on here, so you say good morning. He's putting it on it.
Good morning.
Mitchell, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm glad you're on. I'm doing well. I just put it there, getting ready to watch the ceremony at 1 o'clock on CBC. I think I watch it on CBC.
Okay.
Because CBC, you could probably agree with me, CBC is a Commonwealth nation, and they normally responsible for showing more of the Caribbean.
Yeah, so, well, you know, we've had that problem with NBC now for years, where they go to commercial when the Bahamas is coming over, standing back from the 60s, 70s.
You got it. You got it. That's right. That is all right. But you know, what I have you here, and Aaron, what top the best opening? I want to be able to tie in, Aaron, when I hang up. I would say.
Don't say. Let us say, then you say what you. Oh, yeah, you going to leave? Then say. Okay.
Yeah, I would say Great Britain.
The Great British? I remember that, you know, and I don't think that was the best.
No,
one.
That was drab and dread. The China was 2008.
China?
In Beijing.
But you remember Great Britain, where they had the Queen Elizabeth, literally, like, she threw out of the sky with James Bond?
You know that was in the Queen, right?
No, of course.
I just want you to know, I mean, I'm glad you brought it up, because that was me. And I was happy to step in for my cousin as her stunt double. I'm glad if you didn't bring it up, ain't nobody was going to know Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, we from the old school, you know, we love history. Then the Algeria Olympics, Dan, you remember that?
You mean the Rio, Brazil?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when Jamaica have Olympics, you know they win in everything, right? If it's held in Jamaica, they can win everything.
Well, I know this year, I think you are taking it, you know.
Pumpkin Eater, Jamaica has a men's national ice hockey team.
You mean discipline? Why?
Yeah, they have an ice hockey team.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And a former bobsled team.
It's only us slunking and punching below our weight. So I can let Mr. Mitchell...
let me close with this. I'm hoping in 2008, we will have a majority of different discipline.
Okay.
And well, but I'm looking forward to see, I think... Well, in our fly, Aaron, I think it's going to be Stephen Gardner.
And Devin Charlton. Stevie Gardner and Devin Charlton have been selected as the flag bearers.
That sounds good. See you all. You talk with them Monday or maybe next Friday.
Yes.
I've got them for 2 weeks.
I got you. But I'd be honest with you, it should be Lamar and Renishka. They haven't opened in the Seine. Bahamian should jump in the water and swim. They flag wherever. In fact.
That's too much.
That's what I'm interested about, right? With the Paris opening on the Seine, on the river. Is that a security measure or is that an attempt to produce and present to the world the grandest Olympic opening ever?
It's both.
Yeah.
It's both.
I could imagine. I jealous though, as Bahamians, we wanted it. We would, and I'm sure somebody on the BOC saying right now, if you all would have let us have the Olympics here, we could have had a water opening long time, right?
Right.
But I'm glad that we have swimmers going in this particular Olympics because of the theme and the nature of the opening. Mr. Mitchell, I had a couple more headlines to run through. Let me just run through them, and hopefully we could get back to them before the end of the show. Bahamas competing in International Esports Federation's America's Regionals. In a new development for Bahamian Esports, the Federation announced Team Bahamas will be competing in the International Esports Federation's America's Regionals for the mobile game Mobile Legends Bang Bang. This marks the first time the Bahamas has entered a competitive mobile video game event. It's a historic milestone. The executive committee led by President Michael Armogan, Secretary General Deborah Hanna, Treasurer Adam Hanna, and Vice President of Events Tyler Gordon is thrilled about the advancement. Hello. Team Bahamas will compete in Team B. Team Bahamas will compete in Group B of the America's A division, facing off against Colombia, Ecuador, Panama, and the DR. Meanwhile, Group A includes teams from the U.S., Honduras, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Guadeloupe, and Mexico. It's going to be a great time. The championships, IESF World Esports Championships, will be in Saudi Arabia in November. But that's not all. The Bahamas will also, the athletes, the team includes Bilano Francique, Kaylan Butler, Angelique Danville Francique, Chris Tynes, and Alexander Stubbs. But also, the Bahamas will be represented in e-football by Eric Bain, I think his player name is Illmind EJ, and Ferez Grant, Rezzy 242. Notably, these two players will bypass the regional competition and head directly to the World Esports Championships. See, Pumpkin Eater, we expanding. We are expanding. We are adding more sports to our national catalog. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you, my dear?
I'm good, thank you, Mr. Sawyer. How you doing?
I'm well. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer, Mr. Football, Mr. Everything.
Yeah, man. I am footballing another 6 weeks. Right now, I know you all don't know, but there was a fire in Paris a little while ago to the high-speed rails for people coming into Paris for the Olympics. As much as 800,000 people are going to be affected. 25% of what they plan to do for the weekend has been put on hold.
Wow, fire on the train line and transportation service.
Yeah, on the train line leading into Paris.
Ooh, any indication of whether this was an accident or...
This is sabotage. No, this is arson.
Oh, they suspect sabotage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going on
right now? This just happened like 20 minutes ago.
Trains coming from where?
Trains coming from everywhere, coming into Paris.
No. I'm scheduled to take a train from London to Paris on the 30th. not that one that comes underneath the tunnel.
Oh, not the Channel 8, you know.
on the 30th of what month?
This month, July.
This month.
Yeah, boy. Well, they say it's down for the weekend.
Anyhow, you know? I'll fly.
That's a good time.
Okay.
That's a good time.
Well, thanks for the info.
All right, thank you. In the break, I'm going to look it up, see if I could find some more details for us. Okay, we're going to get ready to transition to this Olympic conversation. Just in case we don't get back to the headlines, pastors beat politicians, Sammy Hunter.
I was there.
You were there?
I was there, yeah. The politicians are out of shape, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the pastors too, but the politicians are more out of shape than the pastors, you know.
Yeah.
Not that the politicians cannot beat the pastors. They have some players that used to play ball, you know.
But the pastors have the Holy Ghost on their side.
Right.
You saw the meme with the little boy? He said, yeah, we's playing a Christian homeschool. They cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 minutes, they call on Jesus. Every time I turn around, they praying. They cheating, mommy. That's what the little boy said. Okay, Sammy.
And there's some fellas in this country that could really jump. I stand for the dunking competition.
Okay.
Like, boy, there's some young fellas in this town
that
live above the rim, yeah? Like one fella jumped over two fellas.
I don't want I don't understand it because ain't nobody picking the tamarind from the top of the tree.
Yeah.
All of these skills, and yet we ain't not applying them appropriately. Anyway,
no tamarind, no canap, you know?
You know who is focused on his journey? Sammy Hunter goes pro. He's now with Trepka Basketball Club in the Republic of Kosovo, and this is after being an integral part of the Bahamas national men's basketball team and competing in the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament in Spain. Congratulations, Sammy. BCF poised to make an impact at cycling championships in St. Martinique. I just got to say good morning to Lonnie Duncan, Aiden Bain, and Aaron Pritchard, members of the Bahamas Cycling Federation. And the federation is confident that its junior team will rise to the occasion and deliver outstanding performances. That story is in Wednesday's Guardian. Bahamian team competes at World Clubs equestrian event. Let me call these young people's names. Katarina Coella, Emma Johnstone, Ella Saidi, and Sienna Tinker are competing at World Clubs tournament event in France. They are coached by Grand Prix rider and trainer Ray Birch of Bermuda. And let's see, they did pretty well. The team finished third at the World Clubs tournament in France. China came first, followed by the Czech Republic in second. And our ladies came third. Italy and France rounded up fourth and fifth. Then Jonquel Jones and Team All-Stars beat Team USA in the All-Star weekend. Jonquel fell two shy in the All-Star three-point competition. And those are some of the headlines. Maybe we could get back to them. But producer...
But All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
The whole WNBA All-Star weekend was better than the NBA Finals. Yes, I said it.
I can believe it.
I said it.
I saw some of the clips. Those girls were playing hard. I like
those
to say they was hacking.
Yeah.
They're making you wake for the ball. Wait for your money. Yeah.
Yes.
We get back to that. But we got to get into this Olympic discussion. I'd love for you, after the break, just chime in. What's your position? We've been talking about it all week. Producer, take us to a break. You can't see what's happening in front of me. Mr. Sawyer, somebody messing with my athletic journey.
Uh-huh.
We practicing discipline right now.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody have cake. And I have a workout. It's hard in here. Producer, take us to the break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green on the Sports Friday. When we get back from the break, Mr. Stanley Mitchell is going to lead us off. We're talking Team Bahamas, and Mr. Mitchell, I hope, is going to give us some historic context so we could better understand the environment in which this discussion between the B3As and the BOC and the athletes is taking place. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
What are you talking about? Any Christmas yet?
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardians Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our back-to-school supplement is filled with brand-name back-to-school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season of all.
Advertisers, call the Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the two insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardians Back-to-School Supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey, Bahamas, ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you. The Game Changers, Movers and Shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
Looking to take your family to Disney World this summer, but the funds just aren't there? This might be your lucky day. Kimberly Clark is giving you the chance to win a round-trip, 4-day, 3-night vacation to Walt Disney World. Wondering how to participate? Just purchase any two products of the following: Huggies, Pull-Ups, Viva, Good Nights, Scott Kleenex, or Cottonelle. Then bring your proof of purchase at participating stores or the Dalbina's Agency in Palmdale, and you can have a chance to win. Contest begins July 1st and ends August 12th. See newspapers or Huggies' Facebook page for more details.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III, Nathan Duncan. Producer, is Nathan in the Zoom room? I don't know what happened, Nathan. We missing you. Mr. Mitchell, Nathan is a young athlete who's been home for the summer, joining me as a co-host.
Yeah, what sport?
He's a track and field.
I know that name.
He's on the track. And
beam him up, Scotty.
He also has, well, I am in the Bahamian tradition trying to charge him. You know, when the old people give you a charge, give you a challenge to explore the world of sports commentating alongside his athletic career. Because it's not just something that he could use wherever he goes, but it's something he could bring back to the Bahamas and help to grow our sports and tourism products. In fact, this pastor and politician story, Pastor Clark, he scored, I think he was the highest, maybe second highest scorer for the pastors. But that's not the best part. The best part is he brought out an entire chairing section.
This people know
about spectators, right? So if ever we building a international sports product, we inviting international teams to play, we forget you got to focus on the spectators as well. You have to drive a culture of spectating, right? And it gets better. When you go to Europe to play, to watch soccer, to watch football, you know what you're going to get. It's going to be rough. There's going to be bears. People could be throwing things. You better be prepared to get scared. We could develop a Caribbean spectator culture, which is partying and drums And bears. These people are bears and cowbells, right?
I take it you've never been to a Carifta Games off the island.
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
And that's exactly what we do.
That's what Bahamas brings.
Brings. And they ask for us to come because we bring that. And bring the Junkanoo groups. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what brings the excitement to the games. And everybody's dancing to the beat of the drums and the and cowbells and the horns. You should
say when we win them.
Yeah.
No, we beat up the drums even if we getting beaten. Don't matter to them. They just want to shake our ass and do their thing. But it's all good.
So let's get to this discussion. We've all been following the news. BOC named Team Bahamas. And the names on the list were not as the same as the names given by B3A President Dromico Archer in a press conference. The sort of controversy started arising from there. We find out that Dromico Archer said that Shania Adley, despite her stellar contribution to the entire country, would not be a member of the team. The BOC then came out and announced that she would be a member of the team, replacing the third qualifier at the Nationals. And now we have, I think, I want to read specifically from this article, BOC and B3As finally on the same page. That's the 23rd of July. That's Tuesday of this week. That's written by Brent Stubbs. And so the B3As and the BOC on the same page, and Quartermilers Shania Adley and LaKathia Cooper are on both going. They're both going to the Olympic Games. What the article indicates that there was no at the time. It's Tuesday. There's no indication of who will be included on the team and who will be there as an alternate. I know for a lot of people they expected that Shaunae Miller-Weibo would also automatically be a member of the team, but I don't think she has been named a member of the team by either entity, B3As or BOC. On Wednesday, we had Dr. Christian Campbell share his position on the matter through a statement that he's written and shared with the media. I think you can find it on his Facebook page, where he called for the resignation of the entire Bahamas Olympic Committee, claiming that there's a cronyism that has taken over the space, and that what has happened is detrimental to the athletes affected, to the sport, and to the country in general. Mr. Mitchell, what's your take on what we've seen unfold over the last few weeks?
My take is that there are rules surrounding how a team is picked, whose team it is ultimately, and everybody seems to be misunderstanding with ignorance, without that information. Nobody's been picked for the mixed relay team.
Okay.
A pool has been picked of runners that will be in a pool that can be chosen at the time to run in the relay. When the young lady and the mixed relay team at the World Relays here qualified, they qualified the country to be in the mixed relays at the Olympics. There would come a time when the trials come around that it's possible that none of them would have made the actual team to go. Not only the young lady, but Shaunae, Stevie, Russell, and all of them to be in the pool. Because the rule is that you have to come to the trials to get your spot on any relay, any individual event, and so on and so forth. So it was premature to start to get involved with that. The responsibility of the B3As as the body that governs track and field is to recommend from their trials to the Olympic Association Committee who they are submitting to be
a part of the pool.
In the olden days, it was so close. Sometimes you would have a secretary of the BOA being a secretary of the B3As and that kind of thing. Not many athletes, so it was easy to get Tommy Robinson, you can be in the 100,
right.
And blah, blah, blah. We have grown, but the rules still remain the same, but it's never been exposed as much as it's being exposed now. So the B3As, in its right, submitted names.
Right.
The BOC has the ultimate responsibility for whoever they decide, whether political, whether cronyism, they, because they've been chosen as the governing body for the Olympic body in the country, they might know some things we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They might know that the girl stole something out of somebody's package in school and gonna be suspended next month.
Right, that story may
come out after she's chosen. Get me wrong. I don't want no hate letters.
No, because what I was going to say is, so the BOC has this authority, but could they say we appoint Erin Green because she gets Chechanis?
No. Erin Green has to be submitted by the B3As.
Okay.
But if Erin Green's name is on there, submitted by the B3As for whatever reason, they can decide to take her and say, but get her off here. We ain't got that in the Olympics.
Say she's run her mouth.
Her mouth more. So everybody got excited when the team got qualified at the World Relays. They should have been told then or even before they ran, look here, this is going to, you could be a member of the pool if you qualify the team. Mm-hmm. Jamaica and America sometimes are well known for sending a B team to a qualifying. Say we could get that. We got six other people who could get us in. That's not necessarily going
to
be the four you see at the Olympics, maybe two of them as an alternate or whatever. So everybody jumped the gun and got emotional and about this young lady. I was so proud of her the second day because I saw the pressure the first night when we didn't qualify, hit her and to come back and do what she did. But the organization is the organization, and in their wisdom, that's why they're chosen to run the whole thing and get together. It's like the, not parliament, cabinet, making a decision, otherwise the House of Assembly. They are the cabinet people who ultimately are responsible, and they answer to the public only. Mm-hmm. And it was done.
So now, we saw in this year's national honors that Shania was granted or bestowed the Lignum Vitae Award, right?
That's almost as, we're getting in trouble. That's almost as crazy as when Tonique Williams won the two gold medals back to back and they named a highway after her in a rush because they wanted her popularity, nothing to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she's not with the darling and
but the highway is still named the
same. And she could have taken drugs herself during that period and eventually be busted, and you would have a highway named after a busted person. There's protocols that you use. You call the federation and say, we want to name the highway. We want to put her on an honor. Mm-hmm. What honor?
So is the issue a breakdown in protocols and procedures?
And communication.
I thought that the most concerning part of this was not the sort of Jermico Archer statement or perhaps the media not capturing his statements in its entirety to give the full context.
You saw the thing of it, the video or the news
of Archer?
Of Archer.
Mm-hmm.
They kept asking him if she is going. He kept telling them the top three people in the Nationals will be going. Then they say, so does that mean she... He kept saying it because he knows the rules.
And how they're supposed to
operate. And how they're supposed to operate.
I think the most concerning moment was the portion of the BOC's president's statement immediately after the press conference, captured by Ms. Cooper herself. Right? So we know that the excerpt of that conversation that Ms. Cooper captured and posted, it's specific to her perspective and her position in the conversation, right? It wasn't the entirety of the interview. But it was unfortunate, I think, that the rationale given in that moment, right? That I think that this is all because
That was almost off the record kind of recording that they used on him. If you understand.
Right,
what
as
I mean.
I'm saying.
You were saying it, yeah.
Yeah, that it's Cooper that captured that
piece.
Segment.
Yeah.
And we understand why she posted it and the context in which she posted it. But is that an acceptable rationale, right, in the sporting world to say, and I'll polish it up.
Let me polish it up.
Okay.
1966. I'm the best high jumper in the country. Livingston Bones Hepburn is the best long jumper and one of the best 100-meter runners. They chose to go to the CAC Games in 66, other people. When I approached my very, very, very good friend, Sir Arlington Butler, later in years, I said, how come you ain't take me and you ain't take Bones to the CAC Games? Mm-hmm. He said, man, I hear you all was in training, you all be in the banana boat party. And so I said, but you even give us the opportunity to come out and qualify.
Or say, look here, this is a two-month period. We watching
you. Get yourself up, yeah. So we've had an on and off fight for that for years. But he made the decision as the president. And just formerly the former president of the B3As. So, you know, who gonna argue with that? But these things happen. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't have the people. There's a young man named Leroy Thompson. He's a very good pitcher in softball, but he's also widely respected in other sports. Mm-hmm. And he used to be a member council of the B3As at one time, and I would go to their meetings, not with any position or anything. And if the president or anyone said, we're going to do this, his hand would go up. And you know you get in a constitutional problem when his hand goes, he said, Mr. President, we can't do that. Or we can do that, but we'll have to change so and so. And then everybody said, here he goes again. But he was right.
Yes.
And he kept them in line.
Preserved
integrity of the whole thing. And I loved him for it.
Now, what we discover in this big grand story is Ms. Cooper now, for her, this is also a detrimental moment, right? So for Shania, we have the potential.
Oh, wait a minute. I ain't giving Shania no rights. You know, Ms. Cooper should be on that team, and rightly so.
No, absolutely.
And she earned her spot. And let's don't get mixed up now.
Your position is noted on the table. But I'm saying for Cooper now, for Shania, this would be her being marked as the youngest Bahamian Olympian ever, right? But for Cooper now, if she doesn't go, this would be a second missed opportunity. And COVID is the reason for the first. And so I think that's no fault of her own. Like the insurance and the bank say, COVID is the act of God. That'll have nothing to do with us.
Marketing is one thing and all that foolishness is another. But you have had to have been an athlete to understand her plight.
Mm-hmm.
All the training, all the mornings, all the years
and
waiting
years
for this opportunity, and you can tell me some foolishness. There are instances when the organization is sued and taken to cast about these things, but I'm not suggesting that happens, but it was handled properly.
Right, that's why I say I think the most, if I say egregious, of all of the elements involved was the off-the-cuff commentary by the president, which would lead one in a position of Cooper, who's been 8 years training, made the mark, you know, school held me back, university held me back, still made it to the final, you know, to trials. The final trials, and made it. And now there's an esoteric, right? Like there's a not an intangible decision being made to keep me out. I would even committing myself to country first, even saying, hey, like my housekeeper, when I ask her, what you could do if Pinlin say it's time for us to go to war, this is when they launched the Iraq, she say, I go into Andrus and grabbing all the conch shells and rock I could find, right? In service of country. It is unfair to say that she should not have protested. She should not have raised her concern. She should not have thrown another blow for herself. That she should have said, well, it's for the country. I think that her efforts to represent herself are warranted and deserve recognition, not as selfish or bigoted or trying to hog the spotlight, but saying, like, these are not just my feet coming to Paris. This is my family, my team, my coaches, 8 years of sacrifice and training, and I meet the qualifications. How do we fix this? Is it a matter of changing the rules that the BOC and the B3As operate under? Because I hear some actors speaking as if the BOC accepts the B3A's recommendations as law as opposed to as convention.
No. Not either one. They accept it as rule.
Okay.
But we turn over our people who have qualified. In case you don't know, here is our list that we recommend go to get the best result. See, the BOC is supposed to be an upper body, the upper house.
Like the Senate, yes.
And look at it and say, I don't know where you going with this name, but we were following two, you know, in the country, but we're so small. And I don't see where, you know, why is this name coming to us? And they could call them in and say, explain yourself.
Right.
Before we make a decision on it.
Right, and we could say your determination is based on events and trials taking place in country. We've been following this particular
act. No. The final trials is the rule.
Okay.
Nothing else what you did anywhere else in the world, set a world record, doesn't get you on the team. You come to the trials that day, you do your best, whether you've got thing on. This, that, they got a headache.
So for 3 years, I could have been tossing juju back at Usain Bolt on the track. That's how far ahead of him I am. And one cold, one upset stomach, one muscle strain.
I took it to the extreme, but I'm saying that could happen.
Yeah.
But anyone with sense would sit down with the Beatrice and say, well, how come his name ain't come for it? Well, he didn't make it at the trials, but he been throwing juju as Usain Bolt. Oh, yeah, y'all don't think he's going to do
well.
Pull it
out, yeah.
And they get together and make the decision together and come up with what would be accepted by the country, by them, to ultimately be responsible for what they bring back and not to get booed.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
Producer, we all out of time. I want to thank you. I'm eye training. Okay. Running on and running out category. In fact, Mr. Mitchell, I'm upset we don't have a diving team. Who dive conch better than the Bahamas?
That's not diving. That's jumping off a board, off a ship, off a dock to get something.
Look how I can learn my own.
Diving is a trained art.
And your brother and my uncle was the best diving conch specialist in the world. In nothing like ZNS News to cause him to fall off and dive a little conch in the evening. That's the diving conch I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because I say Biden say he putting down this race. He have the Olympics coming up.
Yeah.
He can be a diving conch champion.
But we know he was only holding on until Kamala got all her ducks in a row. So when he announced that she could bounce right on the stage and keep going, he was just holding on.
This is the export. Producer, please play the music. Please play the music.
But the better, but the yes, better question is, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
Was he really at the banana boat?
Mr. Mitchell A.
They will vouch for that. I had a permanent seat on the right hand side, right by the bandstand.
All right. I met the twin sister of Alonzo Russell last weekend. I was in Freeport for work.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Lewis Yard, where he is from, is ready to go.
You know what?
They're ready to cheer on.
Thank you. You said that, Eric. Dear ZNS, our news, all of our independent media houses, how about a feature of this year's Olympics is that you go to the family members of all of the Olympic athletes and say, what are you all doing? Are you having a watching party? Can we watch your watching party with you? That would draw Bahamians closer to the events and then will create a greater culture of understanding and a desire to not just watch the games, but understand the rules that get the athletes to the games. Mr. Mitchell, I got to have you back again.
Sorry, I had something urgent that came up that I couldn't be here earlier, but I really wanted to settle some things, and I hope that I have done some.
Yeah, and we need as many stakeholder voices to, like you say, people who should be in the Senate adding context so the layman can better understand what it is they're witnessing and what they are asked to contribute to in public discourse. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And remember, take some time this weekend to turn some Gineps into some Ginep lemonade. Have a great day, Bahamas. Thank you, Sawyer. Glad to have you.
Man.
Glad to have you.